בוקר טוב, רבותיי, תראה איזה יום שלם שבת קודש, י' זין באדר. Countdown to Pesach has begun. So, נשמע. One page קוף, למד זין, towards the top, יעשו כולם עבודה אחת. אהבת ישראל עניינה לאהוב כל יהודי מכל עדה. You have to, בכל גיל ובכל מצב שהוא. Big יסוד in אהבת ישראל. You have to love every Jew, from every background, from every community, at any age, any level, any status, any stature. That's a tall order. You gotta love them all. The Talmidei Chachamim, the Balabatim, Dami Haaretz, the Sfaradim and the Ashkenazim, the Persians and the Moroccans, the Meshadis and the Tehranis, you have to love them all. You cannot exclude. If you exclude any person, or any community, or any whatever, that is a lack of Ahavat Yisrael. It's a pgam. It's a blemish in a person's ma'ala of Ahavat Yisrael. ובכלל זה גם נשמח בהצלחת קהילות ישראל מכל הזרמים, שבאמצעות כולם נשלמת תכלית בריאת העולם, שיגילו כבודו יתברך. You have to also be happy. You have to celebrate הצלחות of any community in Am Yisrael, any faction, any denomination. You have to be happy for their הצלחות, because we're all in this together. Now, obviously, what he's talking about over here is legitimate factions and denominations of Am Yisrael. Okay? Meaning the ones that are... There's many different stripes and colors of Shomrei Torah Mitzvot. The non-Shomrei Torah Mitzvot is a different story. Among them, meaning, let's say, among Reform and Conservative, there's two different things over there. Among Reform and Conservatives, there's the Jewish elements, the halachically Jewish elements, that are mixed in there somewhere, and you have to love them deep down because they're our brothers, and we pray for them to be chozer b'tshuva, but we're not happy for them, and we don't support them. Then there's the plenty of them who are not halachically Jewish, right? There's a lot of them like that too, and they're just, that's not part of the mitzvah of Avat Yisrael. So by them it gets a little complicated. But by all of the regular denominations of Am Yisrael, the Orthodox and the Modern Orthodox, and the Hasidim, and the Litvish, and the Sfaradim and the Ashkenazim, there's a mitzvah of Ahavat Yisrael, and simcha, and really being happy for each other's hatzlachot, that's part of this mitzvah. V'davar zeh umivchan l'taurat ha'lev, sh'im yesh lo tar'omet otina al ezo aida m'Yisrael, siman sh'libo lo naki. Wow! Says, this is a test to see how clean your heart is. If you have something out, you know, unfortunately, it happens. There are people who have, you know, they have something against this or that community, or whatever it is. If you find that you have that, it means that your heart is not clean. It means that you are full of klipas. That's a big deal. If you find yourself like malevolent against any aida, any community in Am Yisrael, your heart is dirty. והכלל שצריך למחוק לגמרי מהמושגים את המבט המבדיל. למשל, he says, get rid of all of these different, you know, these different things these separations, they're all distractions. Sfaradim, Ashkenazim. Yesh Yehudim, וכולנו Yehudim. There's no such thing. I'm Meshadi. No, you're not. You're Jewish. Meshadis are Goyim. Jews are Jews. Understand what I'm saying? Were there Jews that were exiled to Mashhad? Yeah. Were there Jews that were exiled to... I'm Moroccan. What? You're like a Berber? You're like Berber or whatever they're... You know, like the mountain... You're Goy? Moroccans are Goyim. Italians are Goyim. Americans are Goyim. We are... Am Yisrael. Yehudim. Zeu. Nothing else matters. You know what I'm saying? I'm Moroccan. Goy.
Israeli?
Huh?
Israeli?
There's Goyim in Israel. Plenty of Goyim in Israel. Yeah. I'm a Yid. I'm a Jew. That's it. Nothing else matters. Oh, you want to talk about where you're, you know, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu poured His wrath onto Am Yisrael and destroyed the Beit HaMikdash and threw them out of Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to fling my forefathers to Morocco, to Angeles, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? So, that's, whatever. You want to celebrate your galut? You know what I'm saying? Can you imagine, by Churban Bayit Rishon, when Am Yisrael were being taken to Galut Bavel, right? They were being led naked and shackled from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, right? Like the Navi and the Midrash explained. So imagine Am Yisrael, I'm Babylonian. Serious? Oh, you mean like the people who destroyed the Beit HaMikdash? Oh, you mean you're Nebuchadnezzar? That you're Babylonian? I'm Roman. Oh, like the guys who slaughtered the Chachamim? You know, like those? Huh? Are you also Amalek? What are you not? There's only one thing. There's only Yehudim. Ulanu b'nei ish echad. That is how you identify. If a person doesn't identify as that, or at least if that's not the first thing you identify as, there's another pagam in there. Not only in Avat Yisrael, but in your identity. I'm Syrian. Oh, you mean like Assad? Well, he's gone. He's Russian now. But, you know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? You're Yehudim. Stop with all of the mechitzot b'nei. Kulanu b'nei av echad. Ve'osim agudah echad la'asot ritzon avinu shebashamayim. You remember the chasida? The treif bird? The stork? If it's gomel chasadim, why is it treif? You remember Rashi? What did Rashi say?
Only for itself.
Not itself.
The time, like kind.
Shegomelet chasadim im chavroteha. It's gomel chasadim, but only to its friends. If you're a stork, then you're in my inner circle. If you're a woodpecker, drop dead. Huh? Says a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's treif. You're treif. Chesed. Its name is Chesed, right? Its name is Chasida. It does Chesed, but Hashem says, yeah, you're treif. Do you understand the depth? Gminut Chasadim transcends all of these imaginary walls and boundaries, fences, whatever. Like people say, Rav Asi, ani Temani. Oh, like the Houthis? Yeah. They're also Yemenite. Nachon? Ma ze Temani? Ve'alach b'sa'arot Teman, ma ze? Yehudim. Zeo. Galut Be'ezat Hashem is coming to an end. Drop those things. Drop it. I'm Moroccan and I'm Temani and I'm Ashkenazi. Oh, Ashkenazi, German? Like Germans? Mazin. Yehudim. Don't forget why we were persecuted for thousands of years. Not because we were Germans or Temanim or whatever. The Goyim always remind... You know why we're persecuted? Davka, because we're Yehudim. No. I'm Ashkenazi. I'm Moroccan. I'm Syrian. No, they killed you because you're Yehudi. Al tishkach. Tiye Yehudi. Kach katuv. Drop the imaginary boundaries. Don't be a chasida. Mitchasedet im chavroteha. Treif. Titchased im kulam. All of Am Yisrael. Understand? Barriers don't exist in Am Yisrael. So, he said it, not me. Zechurani kodem emilchama, hayu kvutzot shemardu b'shilton ha'angli ba'aretz. He says before the Israeli War of Independence in 1948, there were different groups of Israelis, Jews, it wasn't Israel yet, but that kind of rebelled against, before 1948, who was Israel controlled by?
English.
British Mandate, right? Who's, the entire country was Palestine, by the way. People were, Palestine, free the whole country, Israel was Palestine was a name that was attributed by the British to the landmass of Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, So it was called, by the way, it was called British Palestine. Anyway, so he says, "Vayta b'nim tacharut, ve'akvutza gdola b'minyan samcha lo mipnei shekayet yesh la achuzei hatzlacha gvohim, ela mikach she'akvutza mitchara pkuta mehem." Hinei zo madrega nemucha me'od. He says the Jews that were having these operations against the British, there was Etzel and Mapai, all sorts of different, you know, underground rebels, and they had competitions between them who could kill the most British soldiers, whatever. And because of that, they weren't samech because they were matzliach to like break down the British mandate. It was like, no, I got more than you. They're competing against each other. He says, how foolish is that? I remember one time, Maran Zichron Livracha had a brother. His name was Naim. Naim Ovadia was his name. Anyway, he was Shomer Torah Mitzvot, he was Chozer B'Tshuva, and there was one time an interview of him, and he was like an elderly man, and he said, Ani Zocher, he says, he remembers he was a young man on the day of Maran Zichron Livracha's wedding, on his wedding day. The British mandate imposed the curfew that everybody had to be home by like 5 p.m. or something. Something crazy, like in Yerushalayim. So Maran's wedding was in some yard of a Beis Yaakov in Yerushalayim at 4 p.m. That was chasana. It was like an hour, chupa, like kiddush, you know, schnapps, herring, whatever. Vezeu. Probably not herring, but you know what I mean. And he says that day he used to be part of one of these underground militias, Maran's brother, Naim. And he says, I came late to the wedding because I was part of an operation. We were blowing up British army trucks that day. So he says, I came late to the wedding. He's like, why are you blowing up British people today? Why are you coming late to my wedding? He's like, he got upset. He got upset that like they had a short wedding to begin with, and he was busy like blowing up, you know, the British. But the point he's trying to make is that stop competing. Be sameach for each other's atzlachot. That's the biggest thing. So, we'll continue with Zat Hashem tomorrow.